الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الصلاة خير من النوم الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Yeah. محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي الصلاه حي الصلاه حي الفلاح حي الفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
مصطفی سیدی اور مکمل فرما رہے ہیں اللہ اکبر الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين ومريم ابنت عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. expected brothers after the dua, inshallah. Maulana Abdullah Dabilia Sahib from South Africa will be, inshallah, delivering a bayan. All brothers are requested to participate. Jazakallah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم Brothers are requested to come forward close with the member. Jazakallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam afshu salam وَأَطْعِمُوا الطَّعَامِ وَسِلُوا الْأَرْحَامِ وَصَلُّوا بِالْلَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامِ Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu was a Jewish rabbi. He lived in Medina Munawwara. He himself says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara, lots of people were there to receive him, to welcome him, to see him. It was a great and momentous occasion in Medina Munawwara, the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, I also was present, and as soon as my eyes fell on the Mubarak and blessed countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I realized that this face, this Mubarak face, laysa biwajhi kadhabin, cannot be the face of a liar, of an imposter. He was already impressed and taken aback by the nurani, by the blessed and illuminated face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, the first words that I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were these words narrated in this hadith, which appears in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the people and he said, Ya ayyuhan nas, that O people, number one, he said, Afshu salam, that spread the salam, make salam very common amongst you. Number two, he said, وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ, feed people. Be charitable, feed people. And number three, he said, وَسِلُوا الْأَرْحَامِ, maintain and join family ties. Be good to family members. And then he said, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ, whilst others may be sleeping, at that time, perform قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ, perform tahajjud salah. When you will have these a'mal in your life, تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامِ, you will enter Jannah safely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the adab and the punishment of the fire of Jahannam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannah. Scholars of hadith explain that we need to understand this hadith in the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming to Medina Munawwara, which was the starting point of establishing an Islamic state, an Islamic system, such an Islamic system that will be a role model till the day of Qiyamah for people to follow. Such a Islamic such an Islamic society that the foundation should be placed, the foundation should be established on these principles. On the principle of afshu salam, spreading the salam. One other hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, Ayyul Islami khayrun, which is the best action in Islam? He said, تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, to feed people, وَتَقْرَأُ السَّلَامَ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ, and to make salam to everyone, those whom you know, those who are strangers to you, to make salam to them also. And that's the interpretation and the meaning of أَفْشُ السَّلَامُ, that one does not only make salam to his acquaintances, people he knows, people from his tribe, from his family, from his brotherhood, but he will make salam to everyone. So salam signifies unity in the ummah. Salam brings about clean hearts. Salam brings about mutual love and cooperation. Salam brings about a surety that I will not cause you any harm, no apparent harm. I will not attack your integrity, your honor, but you are secured of peace and safety as far as I am concerned. That is what salam is. It's the best greeting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the Muslimin. No other society, no other culture has got such a beautiful greeting like the greeting of Islam. In this greeting of ours, one of the 99 sifat and names of Allah is in the As-Salam, which has great meaning. And salam, when a person greets the next person, he is giving him surety that you will not be harmed by me in any way. And this is something that Sahaba radiallahu anhum brought alive in their lives. Very famous about Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, that at times he would go to the marketplace and his companion would tell him, you are going every day, I don't see you purchasing anything, I don't see you selling, I don't see you negotiating with other traders, any merchandise. What are you going there for? So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, I'm going there just to make salam to the people in the marketplace. To that extent, they made amal on afshu salam. And then, وَتُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, to feed people, whether it's charity, whether it's hadiya and gift, or whether it's diyafa, to entertain and to host people. All of this is in وَتُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, to feed people. So to feed people is something very great in our deen, a very great act. And all of this is the basis of a sound, healthy, pure Islamic society, an Islamic establishment that will have salam. Feeding people shows that a person is not leading a life where he's only worried about himself and his own family. What does feeding people signify? That he is ready to share the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with others. And this is a very important teaching of our deen, where a person is not only concerned about himself, his own welfare and the welfare of his family, but we are known as an ummah. We are not even known as a qawm. There's a very big difference between qawm and ummah. Ummah, which our scholars and pious elders spoke about in Urdu, the word they use is ummat pana, to bring this concept of having concern for the welfare of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So tut'imu ta'am signifies all of that, that I will not lead an individualistic life where I'm only worried about myself and my own family. So this will set the way for a very healthy Islamic society where people are concerned about others, about the welfare of others. And they say the enjoyment of feeding is much more than the enjoyment of eating. The enjoyment of feeding others is much more than the enjoyment of eating. And then the third thing is wasilul arham, to maintain family ties. So there's many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that highlight the importance of maintaining and joining family ties. The warnings of breaking family ties are very, very serious. So this too is another foundational, fundamental principle of a healthy Islamic society where family members are on good terms with one another. They are there for one another. They do not break family ties. Therefore, in this month of Ramadan, if it is such that any one of us have a problem with some family members, perhaps we are not speaking to them or there is some issue, then we need to go. We need to be the ones to take the initiative and go and apologize, go and ask for maaf, even though it may have not been our fault, whatever the misunderstanding or the issue might have been. But this is very, very necessary. It brings about a lot of barakah in one's life when a person joins family ties. If we do not concentrate on that, then what happens is that finally the home, one's own home, becomes a place where there are disjointed individuals living under one roof. So then the situation becomes where even between parents and children there is a rift, there is no healthy relationship between parents and children, between siblings. Many a times, because of us not conducting our monetary and financial dealings in accordance to the beautiful teachings of Islam, this creates problems in families. Sometimes issues of inheritance creates problems in families. So these are very, very important teachings that we need to implement and inculcate. And lastly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that wasallu billayli wan nasu niyam, that when others are sleeping, then perform tahajjud salah, qiyamul layl. So in the dead of night, in the light of Quran, to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is very calm, and that happens in the dead of night, in the middle of the night, in the last portion of the night. Inna nashi'at al-layli hiya ashaddu wat'an wa aqwa muqila. It's an opportune time to engage in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time of the night. So this also signifies infiradi a'mal, that a person should be punctual with his infiradi a'mal. If there's tahajjud in his life, it means his fara'id are in order. It means his sunan mu'akkada are in order. That's why he's waking up for qiyamul layl. So just as in the month of Ramadan, we are awake at the time of suhoor and we do perform qiyamul layl. So like that, out of the month of Ramadan, slowly, slowly, we need to inculcate the habit of qiyamul layl. So these are beautiful teachings where our akhlaq and our character will also be in order, and our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from the eyes of people, where there is no possibility of ostentation and show also, where we are engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This too needs to be prevalent and an important feature in a person's life. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ, then you will enter Jannat with salamati. You will enter Jannah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, safely. And that should be our greatest concern. The sum total and crux of a person's life is that he needs to achieve two things. Number one and the most important is Radai Ilahi. My Allah must become happy with me. And number two is Jannat. So therefore, whatever we do in dunya, in front of us should be these two things. And what do we want after all from a life of 50, 60 years, 70, 80 years? This dunya, with its challenges, with its happiness and sadness, with its ups and downs, and with all its trials and tribulations, what's the sum total? What do we want? Where finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us, although we are not worthy of it, Jannah, and finally the i'lan, an announcement from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the people of Jannah that, do you want anything else? Is there anything else I can give you? So the people of Jannah will say that, oh Allah, you have given us everything. What else is there? And then the final i'lan, an announcement will come from the side of Allah. Uhillu alaykum ridwani wala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. that now I declare my happiness upon you and I will never become angry with you again. That's the sum total of our lives. And that's what we should be striving for. That's why Allah has given us Ramadan. That's why we have Salah. That's why we have Tilawat. That's why we have Dhikrullah. That's why we have the effort of deen and sacrificing for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sum total of all of this is to reach that point and to reach a point where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the people of Jannah the great honor of viewing the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that should be in front of us at all times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all with iman, take us away with iman. And in this month of Ramadan, we should make lots of dua to Allah to save us from the fire of Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should grant us Jannah. Allah is Kareem. And the meaning of Kareem is Alladhi yu'ti bi ghayri al-istihqaq. That being that grants despite us not being worthy of it. So in our du'as also we should mention this to Allah. Allah, we are not worthy of anything. But because through the barakat of this quality of yours that you are Kareem, grant us everything although we are worthy of nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. La uhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka alhamdu. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل على محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله إنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجع عندنا من أعمالنا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الكريم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.